brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather and by Lightspeed Aviation. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard avionics suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather at booth 303 during AOPA Aviation Summit, or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AFWeb from AOPA Summit in Hartford, Connecticut. And I'm talking with Marv Nuss. He's with the FAA, and he was here to give a talk about how to deal with your aging aircraft. And so he's got a few pointers for us, and he's going to hit on some of the highlights. What are some of the concerns that people here have? So, hi, Marv. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Had a good full house today on my presentation, and some of the highlights in my presentation, to boil it down, are there's good reference material out there. If you're an aging airplane owner, I would recommend that you go to aginggeneralaviation.org. It's a website that we've worked with the Wichita State to set up. It's got a lot of good reference material. And one of the things that was a handout in that presentation was our General Aviation Best Practices Guide that we put out back in 2003 and mailed out to owners of older airplanes. You can get that guide there. The two big points in that guide are it helps you do records research, understand what your airplane, any issues there may be with your airplane, do your records match the airplane, does your airplane match the records, those sorts of things, how to look at logbook entries, ADs, service bulletins, that information. So that's one aspect. The other aspect the guide touches on, which affects any airplane owner, is a generic inspection. It doesn't make sense that an annual inspection for an old airplane is this. There are no requirements that are different for an old airplane than a new airplane. So what this guide does is it gives you some generic guidance on setting up what we call generic general area inspections that you may want to do when your airplane reaches 30, 40, 50 years old on a, not necessarily every year, but on it's time for me to look at the wing fittings, for instance, and things like that. So that's really important. And then there's some guidance there also about working with the type clubs. The type clubs may have inspections, these generic aging airplane inspections, that would work for your airplane as well. So use that resource. If you're not a member of the type club, see about doing that. And the larger type clubs like Cessna Pilots Association, American Bonanza Society, they have a lot of good resources to help you focus in on where any aging areas might be.
Okay, and how do you define an aging aircraft? Is it defined by years or hours, or what are the parameters there?
Well, typically, from a metal fatigue standpoint, we're looking at hours. Hours or flight cycles, which would be landings and takeoffs. But you have to pay attention to the age as well from a corrosion and from a deterioration standpoint. So you really have to, by the time you get up to 40 or 50 years, you can't say, well, I've only got 5,000 hours on my airplane or 2,000 hours on my airplane, that's not old. Well, from a corrosion perspective or a deterioration perspective, it may be. So you really have to balance that.
Okay, and what about regulation-wise? Are there certain things that kick in at certain ages?
Well, not really. Now, from a regulation perspective, any airplane that was designed prior to 1969, there were no fatigue requirements for metal fatigue. Those are the CAR III airplanes and very, very early the Part 23. But in 1969, we added regulations to require a safe life on new designs at that point. So there are a few new designs like the Rockwell Commander and the Piper Malibu or two to come. Now those have safe lives on them that say they can fly so long and then they have to be retired. Then there are also inspections that could be done that could prolong that if the right requirements were met as a follow-on. But typically there is no requirement from a maintenance perspective that says an airplane that's 50 years old should be maintained any differently than a brand new airplane. That's all really up to what the manufacturer set out in their inspection or their maintenance requirements.
And what about the cost? Does it kind of balance out if you buy an older airplane, or do you end up spending more on maintenance?
Well, you know, that's an issue that's really largely undefined. We know that it's going to cost more maintenance. It makes sense that you need to spend more on an older airplane. We also know that typically that doesn't get done. One good rule of thumb that we've kind of developed in Kansas City is what's the cost of an annual inspection. You really should put that into some kind of a rainy day fund, similar you would be for engine overhauls, and use that for any unexpected maintenance that may come up. I can't say that, okay, I own a Acme 100 airplane and I need to spend so many dollars to replace the wing fitting. That Acme 100 airplane may, one airplane may have a different problem than another one. So we're not smart enough yet on each of those models to pinpoint that, but the good news is you need to be prepared for it. Or maybe that's bad news, but you need to be prepared for it if you're operating an older airplane.
Okay, well, thank you. So the main place then for people to go if they're thinking about getting an older aircraft or have one is that website. What was that?
I would start with that. It's aginggeneralaviation.org. That's all one word. But if you Google Aging General Aviation, that pops up on the first page. And then go from there. There's tons of links to other very good information.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the Zulu Point 2. Stop by the Lightspeed booth number 420 at the AOPA Summit and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu Point 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.